This episode, it's an actionable tip. Tips to keep your shower clean. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show. Home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. On your home maintenance and repair. This edition's entitled Actionable Tips, Some Ways to Keep Your Shower Clean. I'm here with my old buddy John. Johnny, what's going on? What has been going on? Anything exciting?
No. How's that?
See, there you go, folks. It's one of the great things
about
the
Handyman
Pros Radio Show. We're honest. That's right.
Yeah, there's nothing getting around that.
Yep.
No, I just, we'll talk about some other time, but I told you already, you know, hanging mirrors at places.
Hanging mirrors, different, yeah. More tips. More tips that we'll discuss in the future.
There's lots of tips there.
Yeah, a lot.
working with personalities. Yeah.
There's some tips there. All right, before we get started, folks, if you would, please like and subscribe. Give us a good review, too, out there on the various different platforms that you're working on. It helps get our word out. We're trying to get this word out to as many people as possible. We hope we're bringing you value. We'll discuss that at the end of the show, but if you want to get a hold of us, send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com, and we will respond to that. Anyway, with that, Johnny, one of the things we decided we'd do this action tip. It's been sitting on our to-do list for, I don't know, like 3 years. So finally I decided, you know, let's get this thing done and get it out of the thing. And I know we might have talked about this before, but we've got some really good tips on helping to keep your shower clean by doing some really basic maintenance and also not really expending any money, but doing just that maintenance. John?
Oh, well, here's the deal. You know, when I go into a lot of people's places, a lot of people, their showers are kind of left untidy, shall we say. And I'll tell you what, the last thing I hate is getting into a shower, though, is when it's all got crud all over it.
Yep.
You know, you ever feel like that?
Yep.
So.
Combination of soap scum, mildew, and in our case, pink mold, because we have pink mold here in
the
South.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's easier. It's like a preventative maintenance, actually.
You just got to keep
up with it a little bit at a time.
Yeah,
and so you know, I found a couple of products. One product that I used that I'll share here in a minute, but. But from a preventative standpoint, you know, I think, you know, I don't use liquid soap. You do.
I do. Yes.
And I really haven't had a problem, but I know that liquid soap is better than the bar soap for that purpose of cleaning up. It doesn't have a buildup like bar soap does.
Yeah. So I was given this tip by an old tile guy, and he said, if you really want to keep your tile clean, he said, use liquid soap. And the reason is that it's the white stuff that gets on your shower. That's actually the binder it's the binder that holds soap together. That's what it is. And if you use liquid soap, it doesn't have that binder. I wanted to just step back one thing and let our listeners know that one of the biggest causes of problems in a shower is effectively wetness, right? You've got get the water off of your tile or fiberglass. It doesn't really matter what you're doing. You've got to get the water off. So we're going to give a bunch of tips, but one of those tips is that our goal here is to get the water and or the gunk off of your shower area, we'll call it that, because it's the tile and or the tub itself too. So part of that is ventilation, which is one of the tips we're going to give. Make sure you have your fan on when you use your shower, right? B, when you get done, leave your door open. You know, literally leave your door open or leave your shower curtain. Well, shower curtains are tough to leave open because they have their own issues where they'll get kind of ganky as well. But make sure there's some airflow in there because that'll help dry things out.
Well, so. worst case is you get another shower curtain.
which is
not bad. It's not as bad as cleaning up a shower door and the rest of it. Honestly, I mean,
exactly
for the price of those things.
One of the goals on these tips that we're giving you is so that you don't have these major cleaning projects.
Yes.
That's really the goal, because it you use the thing, well, hopefully you use the thing every day, and it's just one of those things that it builds up and builds up, and then all of a sudden you're faced with, you know, a Saturday, a whole Saturday morning of cleaning this thing off. And these little tips will really put you, well, in our case, it's just my wife and I, but it's about once a month that we really clean the shower. We don't need to do it any more than that because we actually do all of these things. And so to John's point, the first one is we use liquid soap. Now, John, you don't use liquid soap, and that's
not
fine.
Not yet. I'm trying to find the stuff that I like, so that's a whole other story.
That's a different issue.
Matter of fact, it's timely. I was just investigating it 2 days ago trying to find it. So.
Yep. I'm not going to give any recommendations on that because it's very, very personal.
Yeah, right.
You know, it just is what it is. But it is, from what the tile guy told me, it's the binder. It's the actual, like, holds the soap bar together,
gets
on the walls and it leaves that white film. Because if you think about it, soap in general is kind of white and then they dye it a various different colors. So if you look at like Ivory soap, it's white, you know, in color. And so that's one of the first things. What's the second thing, Johnny? This gets to taking water off the walls.
Well, I always squeegee out the shower after I get done. I mean, yes. I squeegee out everything.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah. And we do the same thing. Now, like if depending on our showering schedule, we might do it, you know, one person might do it versus the last person to shower squeegees the glass, the tile on the walls. We've got a bench. I squeegee that off. We squeegee off the walls, and we squeegee the floor. We squeegee as much water down the drain as possible.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, I think that probably works. That makes
a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Now, if you leave all that water hanging around, it's just it doesn't matter what kind of soap that you use. At some point, it's just going to hang there and dry up on the walls.
Yeah, it leaves water spots, right? If nothing else, it'll leave water spots. But the other thing is it becomes a petri dish for certain types of algae to grow, basically. Again, here in the South, we have a thing called pink algae, and it literally gets pink in color. And if it's dry, guess what? It doesn't grow. It's really that simple if you can keep it kind of dry. Now, one other thing, I was doing a little research on this morning. You can, if you don't use a squeegee, which maybe you don't want to use a squeegee, you can use a microfiber cloth too, right?
Yeah.
So you just get the water off. Basically, get the water off the various different surfaces, and it'll really help. It makes a huge difference. Is that your experience,
John?
Yeah, it is.
It only takes me a few minutes, anyways, to get it all done.
Yeah, it's just
you get really good. You get really good at it. But you know, so.
Yeah, so that then I already mentioned, you know, keeping the door open when it's not in use. If you've got a shower door, keep the door open, keep the air flowing out there. Again, help to dry that thing out, get it dried out, and that'll really help stop. And then, Johnny, you gave me this tip, and my wife has since used this tip. This is a really good one, right? So when you're cleaning it, what do you use?
Well, when I clean the drain, I'll pour vinegar down the drain. That's for me. Now, I will tell you that I know you've got some other product here. Let me step back. I actually I'll leave the door open. I have a fan on the floor.
Ah.
Like a box fan, you know, but not quite that ugly. But but a little fan, and I just leave that fan on blowing in there for hours. I just walk away.
Yeah, and it dries
after I get
out.
And it dries everything out because now let's talk about cleaning. If you're cleaning it for the first time, and I have white tile in my shower, and you know that white scum that from the what you were just talking about is it hides itself pretty good on that tile, but if you look sideways on the tile, you can see it, you know, where it's dried up on there. So I had to get in there one time, and I spent some hours in there with a glass scraper. And I just scraped it all off.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So I learned my lesson. Keep up with it. Because I spent a lot of time. Now, is that going to work on a tavertine or, you know, like that kind of a tile? No. But on a smooth tile, you use a glass scraper and all that comes off. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how much crud is on there. It's like, I got a new shower again, you know, new
unpleasantly
tile.
Surprised. You're like, so, ooh.
But, I mean, you've got a list here of some other products, you know. Now, what I found is a product, this Kaboom stuff that I use.
Yep.
It comes in a purple bottle, and it's some kind of like an OxiClean type of stuff. That stuff does not stink like some of the other industrial stuff like Zep stuff does, you know, and it just works great. So
it's really good for hard, if you have particularly hard water, Kaboom is good. And there's a couple of other ones. There's some descalers and things that work really well for particularly if you have hard water, because hard water spots are different.
So, you know, yeah. So that's a whole nother subject. And I know a lot of you folks up north are probably dealing with that, or even down south, which if you're on a well, especially, you've got all kinds of issues, man. And I'm telling you, I've stayed at my friend's places and stuff. And it's like nonstop trying to keep up with it. Hell, I grew up on a well. And I mean, I knew that, you know, that was just a mess forever, having those stains in the shower and the tub. And
did you have the red stains, John? Did you have the iron water? Was it iron?
Yeah, it was that. It was brown. It was
just kind of brownish red.
It was just just the hard water and the minerals and everything. And if you don't keep up with it, you're going to be in a world of
It's so hard to get off. It's so much.
Yeah, you break out the CLR and all the other lime stuff you know, and then a lot of elbow grease and go at it and try to get it taken care of. But
There's a bunch of products for those. You can look those up on Google just for if you have real hard water stains. It's a different, we're talking kind of generalities here, but you know, but definitely if you, and you know, if you have hard water, I mean, you do, trust me, you do, right? I know it seems simple.
I never liked the taste of that water when I was growing up.
Yeah. I grew up on a well as well. And so we had the same, you know, we had all the same issues and plus every once in a while, Daddy go pour a gallon of chlorine into the well, which was always fun, you know, yay, Clorox, not chlorine, Clorox. He'd pour a gallon of Clorox in our, we had like a holding pond, and he'd pour a gallon of Clorox in there for days. We were basically drinking.
Well, that explains Clorox. A lot, Larry.
It does. I mean, you know, obviously, right? It adds a lot. So one of the things that I don't, so we use at home, my wife is really big on this one. It's just white vinegar. Take white vinegar and a little bit of Dawn, and basically put the vinegar in the microwave, heat it up and get it hot, and then put it in a squirt bottle and just put just a little Dawn, like we always talk about, just put a little Dawn in. It puts a skin over the top of the liquid so it doesn't evaporate too fast, and spray that on. And I'll tell you what, it really does work. It takes the soap scum down. It takes down all, you know, a lot of the dirt, and then it disinfects also, because vinegar is vinegar. So it kills. We have we have kind of a grayish tile. You know, it's kind of gray. Our big issue is a combination of anything that's light color, but like we actually don't see like mildew, because it just blends in, right? Yeah. So we know if we spray vinegar on it, or you can use bleach. Bleach is fine, but this I sort of prefer vinegar, because I guess if I can eat it, it's probably better than not, you know.
And you don't eat Tilex?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe. Just check it. It could explain some of the other issues, but you know.
Just check it.
Whatever. Anyway, that's a couple of it. We got any other ideas, Johnny? Or there anything else out there? I mean, I know this seems simple, and it is simple, but it's just something you got to stay after it. It's virtually
the other tip I'll throw out is that you know, probably every 3 to 6 months is to you know, take your shower head and drop it in some vinegar.
Yeah, just to clean out and to get the scale. Believe particularly me, hard water people, again, if you've got hard water, that's really a must-do.
Yeah, but I even do it. I mean, we don't have hard water. We have, our water is really good, but there's still scale that builds up.
Right.
But there is vinegar. There's a difference in vinegar strength.
Yes.
And when you go to like a Home Depot, you don't need to buy the big gallon $21 heavy duty vinegar. They sell a little like a quart of that stuff for whatever, $6 or something, and that'll last you for a long time. But that stuff, it's a cleaning vinegar. It's made for that kind of stuff, and it works really good.
It's more concentrated.
Yep.
Is what that
yep,
is.
It's a stronger acid. Yeah.
Yeah. When you add it to water, you need to cut it. You do need to cut that. Careful putting it on uncut.
Well, uncut. There's a lot of caveats, right? If you got like anything, if you got cheap shower heads, I mean, it could eat the finish off of it, but don't leave it in there for more than 20 minutes. But it's it works really well. So that's a good tip. I guess the takeaway here is, you know, prevent this stuff before you spend a whole Saturday, you know, cleaning out your shower. I mean,
it's a thankless job. Thankless. My wife does it most of the time.
Well, but, since we're talking about this,
I hate it.
You know, the other thing is, and I've said it before, is that, you know, in some of these tubs, they have like a built-in type of texture on the bottom, like a mat.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are notorious for trapping dirt, and the dirt just stays in there, and it's really hard to get out. I mean, it'll after a while, it'll turn ugly. And I found that if I used Barkeeper's Friend,
yes,
and I used the liquid stuff for that, and I'd put that stuff on there, and I'd leave it on there for 10 minutes and then scrub it down with a brush, it would move that stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
And now that we're talking about Barkeeper's Friend, it's one of my favorite cleaning products because of its ability. It does a lot of different things in ceramic.
Yeah,
It doesn't scratch. I can't remember the chemical composition, but it has some kind of an acid type of. Yes, but it is fabulous. It's really good stuff. It's been around since
I think the Egyptians made it or something.
I think 1881 or something like that. It's an old.
I think they found it in King Tut's.
It's an old timey cleaner, and yeah. I mean, but it works. It works. It's got a lot. It'll polish stainless steel too, man. I mean, that's one of my. That's what I use it for most, like polishing pots and pans and stuff. Cleans them beyond belief. But it's great for ceramics. I forgot about that. You can use it on ceramics. It works really, really well.
Yeah.
Cleans it up, you know, makes it good. One other thing too, just now that you're speaking about actually doing the actual cleaning part of it, go down and get a rotary nylon brush for your cordless drill.
Yeah, man, that's a good one.
You know, that's a great one.
Yeah, you get one of those things just made for cleaning, right?
Yeah, just made for cleaning. Don't get a wire one.
Yeah, no.
but they make good nylon brushes just for cleaning. Put it in the cordless drill, and it's a huge time saver, and they're not terribly expensive. I think you can get a three-head set for $15 or something. Yeah. But that's all about saving you time, folks. I mean, and aggravation, because that brush gets into play. You'll use it for a lot of other things when you're out there cleaning or just whatever, preparing for paint, stuff like that. There's all kinds of uses for it. But just put it on the end of the drill and rock and roll, and it cleans everything right up, and you're good to go. So, any other tips, Johnny? While we're
no,
thinking?
That's it.
Yeah, those just that's came it. Out.
Just trying to save you guys some time here.
Yeah.
If you're like me, man, you hate the freaking clean showers and bathtubs.
Yeah, I'm not.
And toilets.
I hate cleaning anything, basically. You know, if I can there. Save time on cleaning, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah,
all right, folks, with that, it seems like, Johnny, it seems like the spaceship has landed. I think you told me you were taking one apart in your garage today. I don't know.
Yeah, I found a can of Barkeeper's Friend.
In the spaceship.
They even have it. It's universal.
It's universal. There you go. All right, folks, if you enjoy the Handyman Pros Radio Show, please tell your friends and neighbors, like and subscribe to our shows. We really appreciate it. We're trying to get the word out. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. We really appreciate it, and we'll get out there. All right, with that, Johnny, take us home.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening this week. Catch us on YouTube. Give us 5-star review on the podcast and on YouTube, and have a great week. And we'll see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.